I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. You've probably heard that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hasn't been seen in public for more than a month. There have been lots of jokes and rumors about where he might be. The farcical Twitter handle Kim Jong-un recently posted, "Sorry I kind of disappeared the last few weeks, y'all. I've been binge-watching Game of Thrones." Funny stuff, but the workings of North Korea are no laughing matter. I asked David Straub from the Korea program at Stanford University how we even know that Kim Jong-un is still in power and that the country is stable.
Well, there are signs that nothing is different since his last appearance in public on September the 3rd. Life in the country continues as normal, according to both U.S. and South Korean officials. I have a colleague here at Stanford who visited Pyongyang just a few days ago and came back and reported that after a week or so there, that it was absolutely the same as it has been in previous visits. There are no unusual military movements. The North Korean media continues to report that, you know, Kim Jong-un is doing his government work.
Did that colleague try and kind of ask why are these rumors and where did they come from?
Well, I doubt that, because my colleague is experienced enough in North Korea to know that the North Koreans are not going to answer questions about their top leader.
Right. What do North Koreans think when they hear these rumors? Do you have any window onto kind of that perspective? I mean, would they even hear them? And would they dare repeat them?
Yes. Most North Koreans will not have heard of these rumors. Of course, they know that he's not appearing on television, and they may be speculating themselves about what the reason is. Of course, as we know, the North Korean media some time ago said that he was in some discomfort, and that was in the context of video showing him with a quite serious limp on his right side.
Right. I mean, there's been this rumor that Kim's height, or rather lack of height, prompted him to wear high heels that were too high, causing him ankle problems leading to surgery. I mean, the simple fact that rumors about him being missing, what should a missing leader in North Korea tell us? What is kind of like the macro code here?
Well, in fact, being missing for a month or even a couple of months doesn't necessarily say anything about the situation in North Korea. Kim Jong-un himself has been absent in the past for as long as 24 days. His father, the previous leader, Kim Jong-il, and his grandfather, the leader before that, Kim Il-sung, were absent on many occasions far longer than that. Now, every once in a while, it does mean something. In 2009, Kim Jong-un was absent for many months because he had had a stroke. But there's simply no evidence whatsoever that Kim Jong-un's medical situation is serious.
What is the chain of command there in Pyongyang, and who actually runs the affairs of state when Kim Jong-un is not apparently present?
Well, that is a big question. And I think even no one in the U.S. government has a clear idea of exactly how power is wielded and policy is made in Pyongyang. It's a huge intelligence gap. We just don't know.
What's been the reaction in the U.S. government? I mean, they certainly don't just look at this and say, oh, Kim's been missing again for another few weeks. Don't worry about it.
Well, actually, that's what they are saying.
Really?
Yes. Yesterday, Susan Rice said we have no definitive information that Kim Jong-un is out of power or anything like that. Other senior U.S. officials have been quoted anonymously in the media as saying there's no reason to believe that he has any serious health situations. Now, I don't mean to say that U.S. officials are not taking this seriously. Anytime any of the top leaders of North Korea are out of public view for a considerable period of time, that's something that the intelligence analysts in the U.S. government monitor closely, just in case.
David Straub of Stanford University, thank you very much.
Thank you.